The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here. Sorry, Lindsay and I, she does edits the podcast and we're being a little ridiculous prior to the recording. So sorry for the silly inside joke, but Lindsay and I are just having fun. All right, today I'm really excited because we only get to talk to Lindsay every now and again. She probably gets to spend the most non-coaches time with our clients and she just gets a little different look at what you guys need and want and get where you get stuck, most importantly, than I think sometimes Suzanne and or the other coaches and I do. So what I want to talk about today, and I'm glad to have Lindsay here because I think she's a good different perspective than I, and even than Suzanne and Janelle, is getting stuck on little stuff. So I'll give a couple examples and I'll kind of let Lindsay, and then we'll just have a nice conversation. So, or a terrible conversation, who knows? You know, the day is young. Maybe it'll be awful. Maybe it'll be cursing and throwing. I don't know. I've got high hopes. So I'll give a couple just examples. One from our clients, and then two, if you guys listen beforehand or after, I forget if it's on the before or after, you can text. I've got a little text app. And as of today, I don't know how long it'll last. As of today, I am personally responding to those. And some of the questions I get on there are just little tiny, silly, I don't want to say the wrong questions, but not helpful. Like, what email thing should I use? What, you know, kind of software or what payment processor or just little detailed stuff. And it's tough, you know, I can only do so much coaching over the phone. So the text is more just say, hey, see what you need and kind of bigger picture stuff. But it's like, I guarantee if I ask those people, who is your niche client? What is the pain that you solve? What is the message that you can articulate to them? They would have no idea. Sometimes even what was your gross revenue for last month? What was your cost of goods sold? They would have no idea. But you, and again, I've done this, by the way, so please don't hear me judge and hear a guy that's done the same things. So just kind of getting stuck on the wrong thing. And we'll spend 2 hours finding payroll software because we think it's important and it is. And I get it. You got to have some, but pick one, throw a dart. You know, it's like we kind of use that work to avoid doing the real work. I'll give one other example that Lindsay was there for. And this is from one of my favorite clients who I love. So I won't use his name, but you know who you are. And he's a great guy, smart guy, very successful. We are at our live event and he was like, I haven't got my Indeed. Something was wrong with his Indeed ad. I think they were going for the wrong type, whatever. It had been a couple of weeks and this guy's got a fairly large business. I think over 50 grand a month, maybe over 70. And he's still doing some of the cleaning because he doesn't have enough. His hiring funnel isn't working. And this is our next level event. Those guys are out of cleaning, right? So this is wacky. And we dove in. And he's like, I just haven't been able to get my Indeed thing set up. And literally one of the other members in the room is like, oh, I know how to do that. I did that. And they worked together for less than 5 minutes. I didn't time it, but it was less than five, and he was done. So he had let this one little thing, he was so close to the end. We were in the physical room together because it was a live event, but they're in a virtual room all the time. They knew each other. Like he could have asked her anytime. And it was just kind of the focusing on the wrong things and letting the big things or the real work not happen. So that's the problem I want to talk about. And I would love to get your feedback, how that looks and feels for you as you serve our client, Lindsay. And then we'll talk about how to kind of overcome that. But what are your perspectives so far?
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to point out, and you just reminded me of a podcast I did, like months ago with back when we had Tracy, I believe. And we were talking about how you do all these little things in your company that feel like you're getting stuff done, right? You get like that dopamine hit, like, oh, I set up a Gmail for my company. I set up a company phone number and you feel like really good about it. It's like, we called it crack. It's like you get a little hit of it and you keep wanting doing these little things, but you don't take a step back and see what you're really aiming for. So it feels good to get the little stuff done and we feel like we're accomplishing stuff, but then we just get caught up in the weeds and don't look at the big picture. So yeah, a lot of people come to me, a lot of our clients, with technical questions like, Lindsay, what software should I use? What CRM should I use? And I feel myself saying a lot of times at the end of the day, I hate saying this, but it really doesn't matter, right? A lot of the software and stuff we see nowadays, all the price points are usually the same. they really do the same thing. So I see people spending weeks trying to figure out like what phone company to use. And I just say, pick one, even if it's the wrong one, at least make a choice so you can move on and get the bigger stuff done. So that's what I see a lot of times now, Mike.
So a couple comments on that. You're so on point, Lindsay. First, the example I use, certainly when it comes to software, and again, I don't want to get hung up on software because it's a lot of things, right? It's just any sort of technical issue, or I'm not good at tech, or I can't, we just get kind of into the weeds of the details. And, you know, we're in 2023 as we're recording this, back in the 70s, if you're old like me, and I was born in 74. So it's not like I was driving, not that old, but pretty old. You know, as I was growing up, there were different brands that were more reliable than other brands. Like, you know, Honda wouldn't break down, but, you know, like some American cars, maybe in the 80s and even 90s, like weren't that great. But ever since about 2000, it's like, pick a car. They're all fine, right? Like, you know, maybe the really reliable ones, you know, have 8 defects out of 100,000, and the garbage bottom of the, like even Hyundai, for God's sakes, well, that used to be a joke of a car. Now it's a legit car that like runs, right? So maybe the top line has 8 out of 100,000 defects, and the worst has 23 out of 100,000. And it's like, what are we talking about, guys? You know, it's like you're at the car rental going, I don't know how I get to Vegas. And you spend 2 weeks at the car rental. Like, you could have been to Vegas, then what you're going to do, come back, return the car, and it doesn't even freaking matter. So software is kind of like, maybe in the olden days, it was this one's substantially better. But really now, when it comes to CRM, when it comes to credit card processing, when it comes to payroll processing, when it comes to scheduling, all the software that you guys think that you need, I think it's marketing maybe tells us like, buy our software and leave magic and everything be better. And we're wired as humans to be like, I would like that. I would like very much to just, you know, have this magic bullet in my gun and then I'll be a millionaire. But if we think about it for 10 seconds, it's like, well, then wouldn't everybody be, right? Like, you know, if it was just this easier, this simple, wouldn't everybody be successful if they just bought that thing? And it goes with advertising. If I just got Facebook ads or direct mail or blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying software is not good. And I'm not saying advertising isn't good. I'm saying, if you don't have a framework within which to fix it or to affix it, right, where this thing plays in, we're just doing random stuff. Same with workers' compensation insurance, liability insurance, getting a business bank account, having your EIN, forming an LLC. Like, these are all fine things. I'm not saying you shouldn't do them, but we'll spend weeks doing them because we feel like we're getting somewhere and it's kind of like box checked. Like, I didn't have a business bank account today. Now I do. I didn't have a website or a name. We go nuts on names. People are like, I want to rebrand. They got a $3,000 company. No one's ever heard of them. No one, even a $30,000 company a month. Nobody knows who the heck you are. It means nothing. Like, I'm going to spend a bunch of time rebranding. And it's like, people don't care. And the reason is, and I'm dying to get your feedback on this, Lindsay. The reason is, I think the superficial reason is you're just unorganized, right? As a coach, that's what we can help you do. Be more organized. Don't do this, do that. Where to focus, right? And I think that's the tip of the iceberg. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying it's the very small part. Underneath the water, the big part is I'm afraid to do the hard work of thinking. There's not a lot of risk in buying software. I'm in control. I feel very comfortable buying software, filing for an LLC. That might be a little bit like, I haven't done this, I don't know, but we can pay a lawyer and it's all very check the box, write a check, do your thing, fill out the paperwork, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It's not scary. Getting out in front of a real life customer or having an employee show up and having to interview them, these could be scary things. So, or even having to think through a system, be like, what should I really be doing? That's the high dollar work. So and that's why people clean all the time. We think it's because we can't hire and all that. And that's part of it, but no one ever, there's not a lot of emotional risk at stake for cleaning a toilet. You know, I go in, it's dirty, I clean it, it looks good, I get paid. It's not what I want to do for the rest of my life, but boy, was I in my comfort zone. And you're like, okay, now think about a marketing strategy, who you're going to do, and what the real pain is, and how to articulate it and really come up with a plan that works. It's like, that sounds like a lot of work. I'd rather just spend the day comparing CRMs. So that's my thought. What has been your experience, and what would you recommend, Lindsay, from you getting to be in this world of how to help Clean Nation who's listening?
Yeah, I think, and I know we've done a ton of episodes and I'm not a mindset coach, but it's really that big leap, not even a leap, just a big step from thinking like a worker's mindset to the entrepreneur, the owner mindset. So like a worker, you're going to be thinking about checking the boxes, right? Getting the stuff done. But like what you said, Mike, the entrepreneur, the owner has got to think the big picture stuff. So I see a lot of people just stuck in that mindset of, well, this has worked before, I'm just going to keep doing that, you know, checking off the boxes. And the truth is, if you just keep thinking that way and check off the boxes, you're never going to make that huge leap into having a successful, a scalable business. It's just never going to happen. So I think really getting into that frame of mind where you're the owner, you're setting up systems and processes, like that's really where the gold is. And you can always have people hire VAs, hire employees, hire, you know, have people do these smaller, not that they're not important, getting an EIN is definitely important, but it's not really at the end of the day going to scale your business. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's really just taking that big step. And I feel like a lot of clients that come to us, like at the, like their first week in Elite, right, Mike, they might be like, yeah, that's what I want. But they might not have realized, like, it really is taking that big step forward. And, you know, you can have like the perfect software in the world. You can have the perfect, you know, phone system, but none of that's going to make a difference if you're still cleaning toilets at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's my 2 cents.
Yeah. We don't want to spend time getting the right people, quantity and quality to call the phone system, because that's hard. We want to spend the time picking the right phone system that nobody's calling or the wrong leads are calling, and then who that
is. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. And, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're fine.
Well, I just, as you were talking, I typed like 3 notes and I'm like, man, you really are making me think. And it's so fun talking to Lindsay because she gets, and I love having the mindset coaches on. That's how like we do the official conversation like this, but Lindsay's just got a great perspective of day to day with the people, right? Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show. You said something that's important. We all love hiring. You know, everyone's got this, again, the silver bullet mindset. If I just had the right operations manager, then everything would be great. Yeah, Lindsay just did the full, like, oh.
The whole head roll, not just the eyes, the full head roll.
Yeah, the whole head. Yeah, so those that are on the podcast, you really missed out. Lindsay just almost died. Her eyes may be stuck in that position forever. Everyone wants that operations manager, but there's so many problems with it. One, it just moves the bottleneck. In a best case scenario, it moves the bottleneck from you to that guy or gal. Best case. Worst case, they don't know what they're doing. You're like, I want you to basically be the owner, but I want to keep all the money. And guys, gals, you can't work like an owner. You can't work like an employee and get paid like the owner. You got to be the owner and get paid. Like Lindsay and I, our compensation is different. She has no risk, right? If things go badly and I have to write a check to make payroll, Lindsay's either wouldn't know, or if she did know, wouldn't particularly be concerned, you know, maybe a little concerned, but like, tough deal for Mike. Sucks to be him. Also, the stuff that I give her to do is in boxes, like do this, handle that. And she does a great job, but the compensation is just different. So if you're like, I just want to check boxes and do things, but I don't want to do any high level thinking, but I'd like to get paid. It's like, well, then that's you can pick one. And there's nothing wrong or right. Like employees are great. Owners are great. It's not like, it's just, if you're choosing to be an owner, you got to act like an owner. You can't be like, I want to act like an employee and not put myself at risk and do scary things and do the hard stuff. But I'd like to get paid by an owner. I like the owner. It's like, well, you can't. You then be an employee and get paid like an employee. Mm-hmm. So what, and the real piece of that is, honestly, what we typically are, and I do this, by the way, more with my weight is a perfect example. I'll eat what I think is really clean and I get pissed at my body for not losing weight. I'm like, well, I was eating like garbage and I was this weight and now I'm eating like so much better than that and I'm this weight. And as I get older, it's like, you have to eat even more clean. And I fight with my body like, that's not fair. Like this, like I have a thing in my mind of here's how clean I should eat and here's how I should look at that. And my body, i.e. reality, is like, yeah, but that's not the deal. Like I can't negotiate my way into, I'm willing to eat this well, but I want a six pack. My body's like, nope, you shall eat this well. And I'm like, well, I can't, or I won't. My body's like, then you won't have a six pack. Like that's okay. And oftentimes what we think in business, it's going to take, well, I'm willing to do this. And we're going to be real owners of cleaning companies. I'll work 100 hours a week. I'll ditch my wife or my husband when the business calls or something goes. I'll make myself sick. I won't have a good diet. I'll worry about it all the time. That's what I'm willing to do. So, and frankly, it's not even fair. Most of the people on our higher level programs, we try and get them under 10 hours a week, making 100 grand a year. But we're like, well, I'm working 100 hours, Mike. It's not fair. And it's like, maybe, But here's the reality. You have to work. You have to do higher level stuff. And sometimes you don't, if you want to get twice as much results, you don't have to work twice as hard. You have to work 100 times as hard or be 100 times as good. Like, and I think as owners, we don't like that because there's a reason that most people have jobs, right? And in those jobs, if you did a pyramid of a large band of people is at the bottom, kind of minimum wage, and then you get up higher and higher, people making $200,000-$300,000 a year. There's very few of those. And the reason that people stay in the same band that they're in is they're like, well, I'm making $50,000 a year and I want to make $100,000 a year. So if I'm just twice as effective, then I can do it. You might need to be 7 times as effective. And like, well, that's not fair. Maybe it's not. I'm not here to say what's fair or not fair. You know, I fight like hell with my body, but my body's not interested in my opinion. It takes what it takes. So we say things like we did our best, or we did as much as I could, or we did what we think is reasonable. Like we think we're the center of the universe, but the world is the world and reality is reality. So sometimes you have to be like, Lindsay, owner of a cleaning company, whoever you are, working 60 hours and going, well, I'll work 80. Ain't going to do it. It's actually making you go backwards. Working less and having hard conversations with customers and saying no and thinking and working on your business as opposed to in it, maybe investing in coaching, doing scary things outside of your comfort zone. That's what it costs. And people are like, well, I don't want to do that. Then you shall stay. And you're like, well, I'm going to work 80 hours as opposed to 60. Okay. Then you'll get that result. So again, I think we don't want to look right in the eyeballs what really needs to be done. And it's heartbreaking because again, either get a job, there's nothing wrong with that, and just get a good wage. Or if you're going to be an owner, be like, that's really why we get paid. At the end of the day, when it comes to too big of a problem for anyone on the team, it comes right in my lap. And maybe that's what I feel is too stressful for me, or I don't think, or I don't like it, or it's not fair, or we're getting sued, or we've never been sued, but someone screwed up our taxes or something that it wasn't even me. I paid someone, none of this is happening to us. And Lindsay's like, whoo, that sounds like, I'm so glad I'm not the owner today. And I could do the same thing. Oh, so glad I'm not dealing. But at the end of the day, it's in my lap. So I could either pretend it's not, act like an employee and go bankrupt, or I could put on my big boy pants and deal with it, even if it's not fair. And oftentimes, guys, it ain't fair. People will take advantage and do the wrong thing. And we can shake our fists at the sky how unjust it is. And maybe we're right. Or we can go, I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to change my exercise. I'm going to get the six pack that I want. I'm going to change the quality of the work that I do, not the quantity. And that's what's going to get me results. All right. I've been yakking a long time. Lindsay, thoughts, questions, wrap us up in the way you see fit.
That was a lot. Yeah. I mean, to get different results, like you got to think and act differently, right? So that's really the main line of it. And I like what you said, Mike. It's like, if you realize that you don't want to do it, like that's okay. Then you're not meant to be an entrepreneur. Like that's, you're not meant to be an owner. But I think a lot of people don't sit down and really think about this at the end of the day. I think a lot of small business owners don't really contemplate all these things, and they just keep kind of stay on that hamster wheel and go round and round and round and don't make any change at all. So, and I think what we do at Grow My Cleaning Company is really, we make you confront that, especially you, Mike. I've seen you coach, and you really make people confront that and take the action. And I think that is the next step in this whole podcast that we had, is number one, realizing this fact that you have to take different action. And number two, like actually taking the action and doing that. So that is my spiel.
Yeah, there's really only two things that you ever need to do. You need to figure out what the right next step is, and then you got to do it. So if you're stuck, it's because you either don't know what the right next step is and you're doing the wrong step or no step, or you do know oftentimes what the right next step is. And sometimes you just need to be reminded, but you're not willing to do it. Either way, whether it's us or somebody else, a coach is probably the answer to that. So a third party. And by the way, I love my wife. She's amazing. She loves me. I get paid millions of dollars to coach. I don't coach her. I try not to because she don't like it. So it is not a spouse, right? This isn't, or a business partner. It's got to be a third party who's got some skill in this area. So really, guys, gals, if you're looking for an action item, there's only two. Get clear on what you need to get the right next step, not a next step. There's always a next step, but get the right next step and then do the next step. And that's it. So that said, I'm going to end with one last thing that Lindsay made me think of. One of the disservices I think we as marketers, entrepreneurs, coaches, whatever genre do, is you see us at the end. Like people see, I'll talk to them, like, I want to do what you want to do, Mike. That looks awesome. I want that. which is great. I love that. I love people that want to coach and give back. And I'll be honest, I've got the best job in the world. That's phenomenal. So the good is real there, right? Like the freedom that we have financially and time and what I get to do, it's phenomenal. It's all you'd ever hoped and more. Now, comma. What it costs to get here is, and it's not that, for me at least, I don't hide it. It's just it doesn't come up all the time because people don't ask it. So I'm going to bring it up now. When I bought my first company, I share all the time, I was raised by a single mom in the ghetto, like a very dangerous part of the town. We didn't have a car. We'd get broken into. I'm in Phoenix now. It's going to be 112 today or something. We would walk because we had no car. Poor, right? Like it wasn't that I didn't, like no rich people would help me. I didn't even know any rich people. Like I literally, until I was probably 20, felt like you're born like tall or short or black or white or rich or poor. Like it was this immutable quality. Like, oh, I'm poor. I was born poor and we're just poor people. Like I didn't understand. I mean, I got it. I knew I was an American and all that, but really I just felt like rich people are different than me because I didn't know any. I only knew poor people and their beliefs and that's that. So all that to say, that was the beginning. So if any of you are like, yeah, you're just a rich jerk. It's like, whatever. Yeah, maybe, but I was a poor jerk first. I promise. That was first. Second, I had all the money I'd ever saved up and it took me years. And I had to borrow another $55,000 on top of that to buy my first business. And it was just a ton. Like, and all my employees quit on the first day. Like I literally, they put a yellow sticky note on my door at 8 a.m. and said, we quit - the employees. And then that was like 8 a.m. at 5 o'clock at night, I was cleaning toilets. That was my first day until the sun came up and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat until I was exhausted. Fast forward some, my wife left. I went bankrupt, literally bankrupt. Couldn't afford to pay attention. Broke as a joke. I couldn't afford to finance a Big Mac with a coupon, man. Like no money. Sitting at the gas station, like, come on, like, please don't, you know, card, don't decline. Groceries, please don't decline card. That's embarrassing. I think I've shared before, I've had $50,000 payrolls due on a Friday and it's Wednesday. I got $23,000 in the bank. Never missed payroll yet. Don't worry, Lindsay. So you put in 20 years of that and then you get to the part where you're like, oh my gosh, I've got financial freedom. I can do what I want to do, but no one wants to talk about the tough spot. So I guess the way I want to leave it is the good is as good as, from my experience, and there's other people out there and listen, but from my experience, the good is as good as I'd hoped it would be. Like I really, really love what I get to do. And it's not just the money. It's a lot of the freedom and being able to help people. And it's amazing. Like I feel so very blessed. But, and I think everyone shares those stories on social media and stuff, but then when it comes to the hard part, they don't share, but the cost is higher. So yeah, if you would have talked to young, dumb Mike, he was probably thought it was, had 20% of how cool it was going to be and 5% of how hard it was going to be. I found the same thing to be marriage, right? Like when I got to my bride, I was like, oh, it's going to be amazing. She's the best. And it is. It's so much better than I thought it was going to be, but it's harder than I thought it was going to be too. Right. And it's fine to be single and it's fine not to be an owner of a cleaning company. Just, you got to pay the price. Don't try and negotiate with reality. It costs what it costs. And if you got to be willing to pay the price, for me, don't lie, cheat or steal. Like if that was the price to be an entrepreneur, I'm out. But other than that, there's really no boundaries. As long as I'm not hurting other people or breaking the law or lying, cheating, or stealing or going to jail, I'm like, whatever it costs, that's what I'll do. So that's the real, real. I know it's not super fun, but the good news is the good is as good as you think it's going to be, probably better. Anything to add? Anything I missed, Lindsay?
Someday we got to do a podcast on the mic in the middle. I want to know about that mic.
That'd be fun. We'll do a...
That'd be fun.
I'll let you set it. You either have you or Natalie interview. Well, we'll see. Clean Nation, if you're interested in that podcast and not coaching, shoot an email, mike@growingcleancompany.com. Let me know.
Yeah.
If we get good feedback, we'll set that up. I'll have like Lindsay or Natalie interview me about all the nasty stuff. And if you're not interested in like, shut up and coach, send us that email too. Well, maybe, you know, be a little nicer. Come on. All right. Cleaning Nation, if this has been helpful and you're like, I would like to take the next step, I do need some help. growmycleaningcompany.com. There's zero things for sale there. I don't think you can buy my book there. I think you have to go to Amazon. I think we're coming up on 1,000 podcasts, hundreds and hundreds of hours of free coaching. There's a Facebook group. Get the work. There's an opportunity to speak with a coach. growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out everything. Everything you need to get where you want to go. And I think everything on that site is free. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.